This is the CAMS closing market recap for Tuesday, August 11. Stocks drifted lower into the close, but only barely. The S&P 500 finished down about 0.33%, and the Nasdaq 100 and the Dow gave back roughly the same. The Russell 2000 went the other way, up about 0.33%, so small caps spent the session out of step with the large caps. The gap between the headline number and what sat underneath it was the story. Inside the Dow, 15 components finished higher and 14 finished lower, and the average still closed red. That is what one heavy drag does. Honeywell fell about 5.25%, with Nike down about 1.9%, and Cisco off about 1.75%, and those three outweighed a majority of names that closed green. Dow Incorporated led the advances, up about 2.2%, with Home Depot and Chevron behind it. Sector leadership was defensive and old economy. Energy led, up about 1.25%, with utilities just behind at about 1.2%. Industrials added 0.6%. Four sectors closed higher, seven lower. Real estate was the weakest, off about 0.7%, and communications gave back 0.5%. Volatility stayed calm. The VIX eased about 1% to just over 15, which is not the profile of a nervous tape. In one sentence, a quiet, slightly heavy session with more participation underneath it than the closing numbers let on. The Consumer Price Index lands tomorrow at 8:30 Eastern, headline and core, with producer prices Thursday. That report is what the rest of this week is arranged around. Tomorrow, the desk will be watching whether the defensive leadership of today survives the inflation number. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.